Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for February the 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two. And the goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. And absolutely, the checks and balances is brilliant. And one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Dr. Scott Bradley in the house. Hope you had a fantastic God, family, country-filled weekend, sir.
Well, thank you, and I hope you have the same privilege as well as all that are listening. You know, a good reminder over the weekend to pause, take a deep breath, and count the many blessings God's poured out upon us all. So,
amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. How about a quick update on your health? You're getting stronger every day, aren't you, Dr. Bradley?
Well, I must say that things are going well. It's much slower than I have, you know, patience for sometimes, and sometimes patience is a virtue. It's kind of like the old saying, Lord, give me patience and give it to me now. I tend to want to make leaps and bounds when you got to crawl before you can walk, but we're doing really, really quite well, and I'm just looking forward to a full, complete recovery so we can go about all of the activities that we've always done in the past.
Amen to that. And I will add, though, last time I saw Dr. Scott Bradley, he was not crawling around. He was walking, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, that's true.
He
that's
was walking
a
pretty
speech.
Good, too.
In fact, I'm not sure I could crawl. I mean, my knees hurt too bad. But the whole idea is that you're upright and you're taking nourishment every day. And we do take some hikes. They're very slow. When you're on snow and ice and your agility's not quite what it used to be, we walk with trekking poles and go on uneven terrain. I think it's pretty good to go a few miles. So
amen to that. And ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear, too. I highlight that just because those of you who have been listening know that Dr. Scott Bradley literally got in the hospital because of COVID or whatever attack came up around. And they literally did a number on him in the hospital, ladies and gentlemen. The protocols that are in place now are just flat out pure evil. And when they say following the science, they lie, ladies and gentlemen. They are absolutely as dishonest as could possibly be. Every protocol in the hospital, and we've had Nurse Aaron and many others testify to this reality. Doctors by the dozens, but yet they're all censored and shut down, and their careers are threatened, and their reputations are destroyed and everything else. But Dr. Scott Bradley is one to tell you the protocols that they are implementing are absolutely against science and are designed to promote death. You escaped by the grace of God from this death camp known as the hospitals and their current protocols. Have I overstated it, Doctor?
I don't believe so. I really, every residual challenge I have was medically induced, and I was in a medically induced coma. Extended period of time, complete shutdown, and I had to learn how to swallow again, how to write, how to comb my hair, brush my teeth. Like I say, the walking is not perfect, but it's coming along. But the fact of the matter is, they really, truly are crimes against humanity, and they're using drug protocols that have a very, very, very high percentage of deaths. It's almost predictable that if you get some of the protocols like remdesivir, that your chance of survival is almost nothing. The intubation, where they put the tubes down your throat through your mouth, that's where they damaged my swallow reflex. And we know of instances where people were being intubated that way. The tubes were just being inserted, and they killed the person. It's I think there's more godly ways to take care of things. God is not a barbarian, not a brutal. His ways are considerate of the absolute needs of his children, and I think it's, well, many of the physicians, I don't know how they can be so completely in violation of their Hippocratic oath. You know, the first thing is do no evil. well, or no, do no damage. And do no evil. You wish that too. But they do harm very often. And it is really, really, it's a hard road back. It really is. And very many people don't make it simply because of the modalities. So everything that's happening violates the Nuremberg Code that was implemented when, you know, when they knew of the brutality of the physicians like at Auschwitz, you know, Mengels and those that did experimental things on the poor prisoners that were held in some of these sites. And a lot of our hospitals have been converted into stuff like that. And certainly this worldwide, it's not really a medical test because it doesn't meet any of the criteria. There's no informed consent or anything like that. No ability to withdraw from the experiment. But what's going on across the nations of the world right now is in violation of the Nuremberg Code that was set up to prevent those kinds of things from happening on people that were really without any say in it. And what's going on in places like Canada and Australia and New Zealand and over in many places in Europe and here in the United States, there's an attempt to do so, but fortunately there are some things that are standing in the way of it, but it's unrelenting. It's a complete unequivocal juggernaut that's pressing forward. And the leadership that's bought into this, I really believe that at some point they'll be held accountable before God for these crimes against humanity. I guess you say, oh, you're overstating everything, but I don't believe so. I believe
I just want to make sure that I'm not overstating it. I want people to listen to what I have to say. I'm stating it pretty boldly because I think that to be the accurate facts, but I don't want to, in my frustration and my really anger about the abuse that we're all taking and the dishonesty, while they run around and say, we're following the science. So here's the headline I wrote for this, ladies and gentlemen. We discuss Dr. Bradley's improving health and provide a reality check on the, quote, against science protocols used in the hospitals of America and around the world. And that really states it, right?
It does. It really is a condition where I don't believe science has been followed at all at any point in this entire circumstance that we've been suffering under for 2 years now. I mean, we're within 2 weeks of being 2 years on this 2 weeks to flatten the curve kind of thing. You know, when you're talking 24 months of progressive, and progressive can be used in many ways today, I understand, but it's a progressive advancing tyranny by progressives.
And they're going against science reality on everything, from masks. I mean, they literally said science for decades said these masks don't work. They don't do any good. They changed on a dime. They first then said do no harm. That's the creed of a physician, if you will. And everything they're doing. Look, whenever someone's super sick, get them up, get them moving, get them eating on their own, get them back. The sooner you get any process of the body working, the greater chance the other parts of the body will begin working as well. And they literally put people in an intentional comatose. They put them on ventilators. They literally make them to where they're absolutely brain dead, literally intentionally drugged to the point of absolutely can't even blink, can't even move stuff. It's a contra science in every reality. Anybody with a grain of understanding would literally say that.
Well,
but yet they're doing it all, and they've done it for 2 years. It's not like for the first 2 weeks they thought it was the best idea. They've continually done it for 2 years. Thousands of deaths. Everything is against science. Every single item they take on is flat out against science. Every vaccination program has been writ with problems, etc. They don't even care. They're just going bullheaded into this, and there's no way to have a conversation. You're just a nut if you bring up anything I'm saying. But they've gone against all science, Doctor.
Well, indeed they have, and they rush through at warp speed, and you can go back to the genesis of that title and everything that happened, and the creation of a vaccine that literally had days of testing is all, using a new protocol that's never worked before, they've known for years the downsides of this, and they came out and lied through their teeth that it's safe and effective. All of their circumstances and methodology to prove that it's safe and effective is, I mean, how can you prove something safe over a long term when you gave it a two-week test? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And we know personally many people, double vaccinated, booster, perhaps two boosters, and literally now they're saying, oh, yeah, well, the boosters wane over a few days or weeks, and but most months, and you're going to have to get boosted for the rest of your life. That isn't how these kinds of things really work. And what we've found is that, that the vast majority of people now that are being administered these death protocols in the hospital have been they're double vaccinated and boosted, and you look at the nations with the highest rates of vaccination, they're skyrocketing beyond the chart as to those that are, you know, coming down with this. It does not prevent you from catching, and it does not prevent the spread. Now, that's not exactly what I'd call a vaccine, but there's billions of dollars to be made, and so consequently, all of the narrative, it's not a narrative, it's a script. All of the scripts that are out there for the talking heads, they've bought their vase, if you will, to present these materials at all times. So, yeah, we are in the middle of a non-science epidemic that is basically exacerbated by their approaches.
And their approaches literally, in my opinion, have risen to the level of flat-out criminal behavior worthy of more than prosecution. Hang tight. Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable, live.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is, like, really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour. And when hit into the road barriers, her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. Don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside. They took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed. I lost it. The other people, because they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's so many topics I want to discuss with Dr. Bradley. We're going to have to move from one to the next quite rapidly to get them all in, ladies and gentlemen. Man, we want to talk, and we love to talk, and we do, and we dig into topics, and we absolutely do a phenomenal job. But, man, there's so many topics, we got to get to them all. So we're going to put this strategy in place to see how well we fare. Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website, his collegiate series and lifelong goal, to preserve the nation. FreedomsRisingSun.com. So Ammon Bundy is running for governor of the state of Idaho, and I have literally, in writing, publicly endorsed Ammon Bundy for that governorship of the state of Idaho. He is the best candidate by far. His understanding of the Constitution and his dedication to the sacred cause of liberty is incredible and is inspiring. Ladies and gentlemen, let's never forget that the Bundys, Ammon, his brother and father, were acquitted on all federal charges, ladies and gentlemen. The government made you believe they are terrorists. They were the bad guys. They were dangerous and a threat to society and everything else. Well, in the court cases that came out, the government knew that the Bundys were not a threat at all. They just said that to heighten their abusive tactics. So understand that. Let's never forget that Ammon Bundy, his brother and father, were, listen, acquitted on all federal charge. I should say every charge, though, really. But yet, so Ammon Bundy's running for governor. He was running on the Republican primary ticket, and he realized what a fiasco that they've created on the primary platforms of America, to where what they were going to do is chop Ammon off and everybody else off at the knees. So what Ammon Bundy did, he made a decision to drop out of the, quote, Republican primary for governor. And he decided to run as an independent, and it has literally changed the dynamics of the government. Yeah, changed the dynamic of the race, ladies and gentlemen. Changing to independent at this point was a brilliant move by Ammon Bundy. Why? Well, it'll allow him to literally tell the tale of liberty and call to account and highlight and bring to the minds of the American people all the abuses of Governor Little in the state of Idaho, and to highlight what a freedom-loving candidate really looks like. And so I think this is a brilliant strategy. People, you need to understand, you run for office for two reasons. One is to get elected, obviously. And if you get elected, fantastic. But if you don't, the next goal is to educate, 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 to bring issues up and put them on the stage for discussion that would not be there otherwise. And Ron Paul did this brilliantly several times, especially when it came to the Federal Reserve. You know, nobody would be talking about that, but Ron Paul forced it to the stage. So one is to get elected, but two is for educational purposes. Ammon Bundy, I think it's a brilliant move to really tell the tale of freedom all the way to November. Your thoughts, Dr. Bradley?
People need to understand that very often, you know, they get this kind of egalitarian big smiles all across. Oh, yeah, we welcome all candidates, blah, blah, blah. They know very well that they can filter. They've got filtering process that will eliminate viable candidates that are principled, and the party does it in this way. So what you do is you put your name in the hat, you go to the convention, and they have a voting process in the convention that eliminates the bottom tier candidates, if you will, and the conventions very often have the quote-unquote party faithful that are there in the establishment. Okay, so you could get eliminated completely in the convention early in the spring. You're done. No more voice. Or if you've done well enough in the convention that they have a primary election, they eliminate you in the primary, and then you're done. You don't make it clear until November. And so what the process really that Ammon's following does is it gives him an opportunity to have a presence, to have a platform all the way through the November election. Now you diminish your chances. There are so many people that vote mindlessly, straight candidate kind of thing. Oh, the Republicans, they're the only ones. The fact is, and Ammon points this out as he dropped out, he says, you know what, I've supported the Republican platform all my life. He says it's pro-life, it's smaller government. You know, he goes through the various issues. He says, but the fact of the matter is that they draw near to them with their lips, but their hearts are far from them, so to speak. You've heard the terminology. And so what happens is those that get elected are really, truly establishment individuals. And that has been the case with their current governor. He is establishment, and he has been horrific on the issues that have faced the state over the last, well, particularly a couple of years. He's been a tyrant over the COVID thing and everything, albeit probably better than Utah's governors, but the fact of the matter is it still has been very much in the establishment viewpoint, and Idaho has suffered because of that. So what Ammon is doing literally is he says the Republican Party left him. By the way, I ran as an independent in Idaho at one point a number of years ago, and with the same concept. But the idea is he reads the, you know, the handwriting on the wall, if you will, about how they'll grin and wink and nod, and they'll eliminate him in convention, or they'll eliminate him in the primary, and then his voice is silenced. He doesn't have a presence on any ticket. So as an independent, he will He will, if he qualifies under the number of, and there's some qualification standards that have got to be met, if he qualifies as an independent to be on the ticket as an independent, he will be there in November. So he'll get to carry the message clear through the full election process this year. So that's how it works. And I think it's a brilliant move, and I hope the people will break the mold of voting the establishment back into office. Because Idaho deserves better than what they've had.
Amen to that. And I publicly, in writing, endorsed Ammon Bundy for governor of Idaho. And I think his move is brilliant. Like I say, obviously we want to get him elected. We haven't given up on that by any means yet. But the other reason to run for office is for education. And now he can call them to account. Whenever they're debating something, he can have a say and say, hold on now, here's the truth, or here's the way your actions have been, or here's the money you've spent, or here's how you've gone against liberty. And, you know, he can really educate all the way through. I think his decision to switch to independent is brilliant. And let's never forget the Bundys, ladies and gentlemen. Ammon, his brother and father, were acquitted on all charges just because the government's out of control. Now Ammon Bundy, where they told you he was violent, that he was going to cause a problem, all he's doing is running for office and saying, listen, I want to make a difference in America, and I'm putting my money and my time and my effort and my blood, sweat, and tears where my mouth is on this one, and he's peacefully doing it, ladies and gentlemen. This just proves who Ammon really is, in my opinion. He's a peaceful, law-abiding, constitutional American who understands what America's all about. This is just proof in the pudding, Dr. Bradley.
Sam, your listeners ought to, I mean, of course, a lot of your listeners are not even in Idaho, but just because you're in the race does not assure you a seat in each of the debates. And I think that those that support him being there ought to, you know, go to the media outlets that are going to hold debates. If they have a debate that the office is being reviewed, that he ought to be included in that. And that's a big lump. The establishment absolutely controls that. We've been down that path and found that they are most often unwilling to look at someone that isn't in one of the two, quote-unquote, major parties. And they say, no, we've only got two seats at the table. We've only got time for two candidates. They give you all sorts of excuses, but the fact of the matter is, his supporters need to be very vocal in convincing the media outlets that he deserves a seat at the table, and that they'll have a more interesting, a lively debate if they include him in the debate.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm grateful for people like Ammon Bundy, because what they do is they're movers and shakers. They change the game. They mix it up in meaningful ways for you to learn what's really going on. I don't know how best to say it, but I just hope we have more people that get involved and that take action as a result of this. All right, next topic, just as critical, is the U.S. convoy to D.C. nothing but a big trap? Are you going to have government provocateurs running up flat out off the rails? I'm providing a warning about this, Dr. Bradley. I know that the attempt is peaceful. I know that the truckers mean well. I know that those who are backing it mean well and believe it to be just a peaceful. But I'm telling you right now, I'm convinced that government provocateurs, just like January 6th, this might be a trap, Dr. Bradley.
I have to say that I'm pretty convinced that regardless of whatever you're doing, you know, if you're having a bake sale for your Sunday school, I mean, I don't know if I can go that far down the pile of provocateur issues, but very often you do have unfriendlies that are going to be involved in there. It's the nature of the beast. We have the people that don't want liberty are well-funded, and they have a big presence, but you've got to be aware of that and take it into consideration and act accordingly and warn the people so that everybody knows to watch out for the people that are there to throw the Molotov cocktail. I mean, and by so doing, I think that maybe you can make a voice as well as point out those that are doing the wrong thing. So,
the good doctor in the house, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Until the tanks are actually moving, the planes are actually flying, the bombs are actually dropping, we're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CNN over the weekend, holding on to hope a war can be averted in the Ukraine by Russian forces. That glimmer of hope for the goal was announced last night by French President Emmanuel Macron. He and the White House confirmed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as long as he holds off on launching an assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials warn violence appears increasingly more likely. Details for the meeting will be worked out Thursday if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The country of Australia reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday. Australia's border shut to most non-residents in March of 2020 as the pandemic spread across the world. We are USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell on shutting down the Freedom Convoy in Canada.
We moved officers and equipment into key positions throughout the city and took up 100 checkpoints around the downtown core. We began making arrests of key individuals who were responsible for organizing these unlawful activities. This morning, public order units and a significant number of officers were deployed to support our operations. We first focused on the Nicholas Street area, where unlawful protests were gathered with trucks. Even this morning, all unlawful protesters were given many, many opportunities to leave. Officers then turned to the intersection of Rideau and Sussex, making more arrests and clearing that location.
Ottawa police cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since police began forcefully removing them on Friday. USA Radio News.
Is the U.S. convoy to D.C. a government intentional trap, ladies and gentlemen? Beware of government-run psyops, spooks, and provocateurs, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, I don't know that you can trust this thing, and I'm warning people to be very, very careful. I would recommend not going to these trucker convoys. Again, I agree we have the right to peacefully assemble, ladies and gentlemen, but they've found a way to run every peaceful assembly off the rails. And when it goes off the rails, then those who intended to be peaceful and to assemble get the blame. Those government provocateurs who literally are even caught on video creating the provocateur actions, like in January the 6th, we've documented this till the cows come home. Revolver.news and many other places have really highlighted and put together videos of knowing who done it, if you will. But yet, innocent political prisoners without even trials have been in jail for a long, long time. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let this psyop get you. Be very careful. So I support the right to peacefully assemble, but they've ran that off the rails. Now, literally hundreds of events across the country by Black Lives Matter and Antifa and everybody else. Hey, they even commit violence and have private property destroyed and everything else. Not a word. They're all good. No big deal. They're just peaceful protests. I mean, you watch the mainstream press lie and say it's a peaceful protest as you see property destruction going on in the background. Okay, but yet, I'm telling you, this is most likely a trap. They're going to turn it somehow against the people. And the problem is, the more successful the convoy is, the greater likelihood it will be a trap. Dr. Bradley, am I making any sense here?
You are, but Sam, I got to say, do we curl up in a ball and lay in the couch and weep and suck our thumb and never, never, never participate in anything? And I guess I'm having to say
no, absolutely not. I'm not suggesting that.
Almost everything that's out there. I mean, you look at what came out in Navarro's trial for the Bundys down in Las Vegas, what happened up at the wildlife thing up there. There were provocateurs there. There were lives lost. There were people that suffered. I mean, and you read in the book of Revelation about the blood of those that are martyred by the beast that are under the altar. There's going to be prices paid. And I'm not saying to go out and, you know, offer your throat to be cut without any kind of concern. I guess, you know, I'm open to ideas of how the points may be made and the solutions brought forth. But to tell you the truth, they are tightening every screw. The lid is being put on tighter and tighter constantly. You look at the buffoons that are running this country, and certainly look at Trudeau. I mean, a putz running a country into the ground up in Canada, once free people. I mean, you look at Australia, New Zealand. These people are being absolutely contained and kept from any kind of voice on anything. And at some point, you have to say, if we have been contained and controlled to the point that the desperation has come to people, and by the way, the most vulnerable of people will be the first ones to crack, I'm afraid, and they might of their own. They're just frustrated, confused, hopeless, and they might pop, if you will. So I think that there's a concerted effort all across every spectrum where pressure from above, pressure from below, and I believe they are looking for a kind of a point where violence does break out, and they're doing everything they can. I mean, it's done in a kind of a passive-aggressive way on newscasts, and it's done by the fact that they're arresting truckers and taking their vehicles and so on up in Canada. They did over the weekend, as you know. But the fact of the matter is, it's unrelenting. It's a juggernaut that's moving. It's crushing everything in its path. And I guess the point has to be made, sooner or later, there will probably be a breaking point, and I think they are working towards that. I believe that they would like nothing more than to say, oh, no, we've got to come down with a bigger hammer because the people really have gone off the rails. Well, no, it's the leadership that's gone off the rails, serving their masters, you know, the globalists and the money mongers and so on, you know. They've gone off the rails. And by the way, the things that we're talking about, there's distractions from all of this. It's a circumstance where the people are becoming, they're restful, I mean, unrestful. And so they're stirring the pot of war. And so it'll, you know, distract from the failed formulas of the Biden administration. They're talking like any second now, the Ukrainian thing is going to start on fire. And, oh man, we've all got to unite, and we can control and contain, and the whole thing, it across the board, is a horribly conceived approach to destroying liberty. And I don't think that you can find, I can't find anyway, an action that's being taken by those that are in charge that is anything less than volatile, and they're moving along that path with the intent, I think, overall, to destroy our liberty. So what do you do?
Amen to that. And so I'm not suggesting that we just curl up in a ball. I'm not suggesting that we just back off and do nothing. But I am clearly articulating this reality. Okay? Is the U.S. convoy to D.C. an intentional trap? I believe the answer is yes. Beware, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that doesn't mean that I believe we should curl up in a ball, though. I think that there are actions that are good and honorable and moral and right and assertive that I think are wise and good. Then I think that there are things that we ought not do. And what we need to do is teach the people the right way and the wrong way to go about solving these problems. So the first thing that I would say is this. You've got to repent as a person to be right with God. You got to cleanse your inner vessel, if you will. And until you do that, I'm telling you, you will just be blown about by the winds of the enemies. You will not have a grounding in stability and safety. And so I submit that individually and as families, we have got to turn to God and repent. And then we've got to get on our knees and pray hard to then stand up and have his guidance in our hearts and in our minds on the things that we ought do. And we need to be very careful in this. And we can avoid traps and snares if we follow God. Sometimes people will go to jail. Sometimes people will die. The blood of patriots will be sprinkled from time to time by tyrants and thugs. It's unavoidable. I wish it were different, but I'm telling you the truth. I know this is very hard medicine, and I know some would even manipulate you into believing that I'm calling for blood. They lie. Don't accept their dishonest, out-of-context lies. I'm just telling you that tyrants never give up, and tyrants don't care for life. We do. So that's why I'm warning you to be very, very careful. But first, get right with God. Get on your knees. Find out what you should do. And then I'm going to provide some solutions that I think make some sense. I believe educating the people via the new media taking center stage, as Dr. Bradley and I are doing on your radio now, is one of the great keys to listen, to stay out of trouble. You got to pay attention to who you listen to as well. And you got to realize, by their fruits shall ye know them. Okay? So running for office like Ammon Bundy is doing is a fantastic thing for more Americans who believe in liberty to do. Part of the reason that the thugs get elected all the time over and over and over is because most of us don't run. We're like, oh, I don't want to wrestle with the hogs. I don't want to get involved. You say, well, Sam, there's vote fraud. Well, then every American ought to be getting to their local precinct level. There's over 100,000 precincts in America, and you can challenge the vote elections there when there's fraud. You can work to put things in place to have transparent, accountable elections. You can push hard to return to paper ballots and to do things to create accountability in your area. Okay? Those are wise moves. Even a trucker convoy sounds peaceful and has a great solution possible to it. But you know what? It reminds me of the Let's Go Brandon movement. You know what? I don't agree with the vulgarness of the message in the first place. I get the frustration of the people. But Let's Go Brandon has no solution in it whatsoever. So you say, hey, F whatever the president. That has no solution, no change. It just makes us stoop to the immorality level of the rest of them is all it does, right? So rather than yelling, let's go, Brandon, I encourage people to say, look, let's remove in 22 every member of the House. Okay? Don't they get elected every 2 years, Dr. Bradley? Can't we in one election cycle remove every single one of them?
We indeed have, if you will, limits to office that are already built into our system. Every 2 years, you could remove your House, and every 2 years, you can move a third of the Senate, a third of the Senate, a third of the Senate. So over 6 years, you've removed all of those.
So you could literally, hold on, you could literally in a two-year period, though, literally remove one-third of the Senate and all of the House. And if you took 4 years, 22 and 24, you could replace the president, two-thirds of the Senate, and the whole House once. And if they did right and stood with the Constitution, you could leave them in place. If not, you could replace them again. Okay, we lack the mojo of the people, and the mandates necessary via the system we've been given is the problem. Dr. Bradley with me. Hang tight.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, back with you live. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. So I'm just merely saying, I don't think we should curl up in a ball at all. But I think there's a right way and a wrong way to go about the sacred cause of liberty. And let's not fall into their traps. Let's not stoop to their level. Let's turn to God, repent, get his guidance, and go to work. We could literally use the election cycle to make a difference if we would. Even with vote fraud, we could double down and create accountability. But you know what? No matter what we do, whether we run for office, whether we push on the elections, no matter what we do to try to make a difference in America, the new media taking center stage, I go on. We've got to have greater numbers, though. The problem in America is that most Americans are just titillated with blood and circus, bread and circus. They love violence. They love bread and circus to the point where they're not engaged. And you know what? Our society is not meant for just one or two people to, you know, wring their hands and feel like we need to do something. It's meant for more people to be involved. We don't have to have the majority, but we've got to have a tireless minority. We've got to have people on the ground. We've got to have people that put their money where their mouth is. We have people who have to literally put their sacred honor, their reputations, and more on the line. And it can't be one or two. It's got to be the few. We got to have a serious, serious minority that's dedicated to setting brush fires of freedom all over the nation. And we really don't have that for the most part yet, except for the very few of us at this time, Dr. Bradley. And until that changes, we're not going to gain ground no matter what we do. And pushing so hard we get into trouble and go to jail, it just isn't going to help the cause. No matter how sacred, no matter how important, no matter how moral, no matter how right we are on the topic. You know what? Well, they say this in the scriptures. While agree with thine adversary quickly while in the way with him. In other words, when you're in the lion's jaws, it's not time to try to wreak havoc. There's a better way. There's a constitutional way. And there's a moral way that, pardon the pun, trumps all that. And we got to tap into that, and we've got to find ways to make a difference. And I'm telling you, the ways that a lot of patriots are going about it will do nothing but hasten the tyranny and exacerbate the problem. Dr. Bradley. Uh-oh, I think you're on mute, doctor.
Okay, let's
there
see
you
what
go.
We got here.
Yes,
no,
sir.
I can't. Okay. We all have a responsibility to act within a sphere of our own influence. And as we alluded earlier, the opposition is attacking at all levels, pressure from above, pressure from beneath. The Leviathan is not getting smaller. So we've got to expand our ranks of people that are principled-based with those that are the founding principles, and they've got to become engaged. And maybe my level of expertise, if I have any, is more towards the federal or general level of the government, and maybe someone else would make a great mayor or city councilman or a board of education person. But the point of the matter is everybody's got to get engaged. We cannot leave this to the hands of someone else. We each have a duty and responsibility. Everybody has skin in the game on this thing. And so but the basis of it is educational. If we continue to allow the Marxist and humanist educational system to hold sway and continue to raise up a generation of those that are imbibing of and steeped in the doctrines of Marx and Engels and Dewey all of the Keynesian economics and so on, we're going to continue to lose. And honestly, the public education system has not only failed us, it has been a huge instrument in bringing about the the failed government processes that we currently have. It's astounding how many young people today think that from each according to his ability to each according to his needs is a constitutional aphorism, if you will. They're not. It is absolutely Marxist in its origins. And so the education system, people need to step out of that. It is completely saturated. It is completely taken over by the individuals that are trying to destroy our nation. I don't know as there's even a 1% ranking of those that currently hold key positions in our education system that would ever stand with the founding principles. And
Let's be very clear. This is the problem. See, Americans won't even hardly take their kids out of government school. Yet they want to rage and they want to, you know, be called a domestic terrorist by the FBI because they're at their government school building and the government school won't let them in. So they put their foot in the door and say, hold on, wait a minute. We have a right to be here. And then all of a sudden they call the cops and people get arrested for trespass and all these other game playings. Look, until Americans get hardened and serious, you know what, these battles that seem to be a little bit more scrappy or whatever you want to call it, we're not ready for them, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not willing to pull your kid out of government school and be responsible for your own child's education, don't tell me you're ready to go ahead and get involved in a trucker's convoy where they're going to start arresting people. And if you're not very careful, you know what, you got unions and truckers and everything else, so pretty soon people's heads might be beaten in and everything else. You don't want to be the one to ratchet it up, okay? We have got to teach people. Let me give you an example. Black History Month is going on right now. And as Americans observe Black History Month, African-American families are making history right now. This is something the mainstream press is not telling you, but it's a good news move. And it's all been the education that we and all kinds of other people on your radio and on TV and everything else have done. But look, these Black African-American families are leaving failing government schools, and they're homeschooling their children in record numbers. It's phenomenal news if it goes right. There's a warning in this, too. And this is what I mean. While homeschooling increased among all racial and ethnic groups during the, quote, pandemic lies, the rate skyrocketed among African-Americans, Census Bureau data shows. Homeschooling among Black households jumped sixfold from 3% in spring 2020 to 18% in spring 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, relatively equal proportions now with white folks. Black and Hispanic households now homeschool their children more than ever. Now, it's great news. And so the question is, are government schools failing Black children? And the question I broaden it to are, how about all children, huh? Now, I'm going to change this headline and change it from public to government schools. Because that's what they are. They're not public at all, if you understand. But anyway, Dr. Bradley, this is what I'm talking about. Until we get greater numbers, until we get Americans hardened up enough for some of these real battles that need to take place to stand for liberty, you know what? We're not at all ready for these kind of things. You've got to educate. They've been indoctrinating our kids for a long time in socialist principles, in communist principles. And now people are waking up and realizing what's been done to them. But we can't have a knee-jerk reaction and just get people in trouble and, well, every parent's a domestic threat, says the FBI, in bed with your local school board. Okay, they're taking off the gloves because they're ready for it. We better be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, because we're not ready for it. And what we need to do is get ready for it. I say, look, if your government school's that out of control and your government school board's in bed with your FBI and your government to call you a domestic terrorist, just take your kid out. If enough Americans took their kid out of the government school would be done tomorrow, Dr. Bradley, and it would be peaceful and it would be legal. Your thoughts?
Well, you're on target with this, and I will always caution people that if all you do is let them in your home with their indoctrination schemes by, say, you know, there's a big movement. Again, we've talked at some length about this, about my hope decades ago was the American homeschool movement. I thought America had some hope. But what has happened is the homeschool movement in many, many, many ways is being co-opted by, your public education system that's saying, oh, you're going to take your kid out. Well, let us help you with that. We'll provide educational material. We'll do online training and instruction with certified teachers that will give your kids the same educational level experience that they would get in the public education classroom. And, it won't cost you anything either. Taxpayer dollars will support this. And you have just been totally co-opted. And what's happened is that you've taken your kid out of the classroom and put this indoctrination center at your computer station in your home at your kitchen table. I think they have to be wholeheartedly, unequivocally, and totally and completely rejected. The woke crowd is running the education system. The Antifa, the Black Lives Matter, the critical race theory, all of these things, the 1619 Project people, it's a kind of thing where basically the Marxist approach, 10th point of the Communist Manifesto, is being applied now across home education. So I wholeheartedly support the idea of removing the child from the, I would call it the polluting nest, and bring them home to your nest, nurture them, teach them, raise them with love. I suspect that if more and more families homeschool, you'll find that the core family, the traditional family, will be strengthened by it. Father has a role. I used to, when I was very much involved in the homeschooling movement, because we again entered it in the bleeding edge, if you will, of this whole thing, I used to go about and I a lot of number of presentations I used to give as I was asked to talk about. One of them was the father's role. The father must play in the game and be wholeheartedly in this. You can't just say, I'll turn it over to my wife and it'll be okay. I'm going to go about my football games, my basketball games, and I'll go to work every day. There has to be skin in the game from everybody in the family. And the frustrations have got to be shared. The love has got to be unrequited. And I think we can do it. And it will break the back of the indoctrination center, but it also, I think, will strengthen the traditional family. That's my experience.
But there's a right way and a wrong way to do it, though. Getting your kids out of school is wonderful, and it's a great start, but it ain't enough. If you bring the government right into your home, they've simply ratcheted up and tightened the screws even further, and you haven't done any good. You have got to take over the education, and you've got to deny them the ability to educate the hearts and minds of your children. And I bring this up because this is an example of the peaceful things I'm talking about. We want to riot in the streets or peacefully protest, and we want to wave on the truckers, and we want to... But yet what happens when it comes to the hard work of stopping the government thugs, the socialists, the communists, the whatever, from indoctrinating our children? Then people say, oh, no, Sam, I don't want to do that. I don't have any way to teach my kids. I need a government babysitter to do it. Sam, I'm going to go down to the school board and try to get them to straighten out. Look, they've been betraying you and lying to you dishonestly for decades. You think you're getting involved now? And then they double down when you get involved and call you a domestic terrorist from your local school board straight to the FBI. Okay. And then you think that you can reform this. Okay. You're absolutely delusionary. You're absolutely off your rocker nuts. If you think the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, compulsory education for all, if they're going to give up their agenda, they're just going to somehow appease you, pat you on the derriere, and send you away so they can continue lying to, betraying you and your whole family, has got to be something that you take seriously. And everybody I talk to about it just goes, I know, Sam, you're right, but for now I'm doing this. Well, you're going to lose the battle because you don't have enough integrity. You don't have enough guts. You don't have enough mojo. We the people are soft, and they're literally having their way with us. And it's not going to change by hoping somebody else gets it done for you. Final word to you, Dr. Bradley, 20 seconds.
It takes work to preserve your liberty, and if you think you can do it from your couch, you got another thing coming. But God can only bless our efforts if we're willing to put our efforts in.
It is God, family, country, ladies and gentlemen. It is about protecting life, liberty, and property. Ladies and gentlemen, for Dr. Scott Bradley, his collegiate series and lifelong goal to preserve the nation, freedomsrisingsun.com. Donate liberally. Every penny will grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrideyOnRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.